Hey guys, look, it's season 4, episode 9. We are almost at the end. We're killing people. Zach, F, Dutch, a whole bunch of blood. But you know, we got to come back to Zach because we all hate him. So keep it locked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know. You want to know. Know what you want to know. Oh, man. That's right. Zach is here to remind you.
Guys, welcome to the after show for The Strain Season 4, Episode 9. I am your host. That's right, Michael at One Young. So you can find me online at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I am joined by the one, the only, the Strain man himself, killing off worms from left to right. Rick Hong, how you doing?
Oh, dude, no, I'm telling you, man. I'm Stephen. Stephen will be back next week. I'm yes. Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G.
And if you're following Stephen on social, he's doing like tons of pictures while he's on his vacation. I'm not even going to try to spell his name super fast like he does. Just, you know it. Search for him on Twitter. You'll find him. But
it's Stephen L-E-M-I-E-U-X.
All right, cool, cool. Yeah, that's there you go.
And then, he goes, let's go!
So, guys, we're here. We're almost at the end. Rick, how are you feeling about episode 9?
It's like you said, man. We're almost getting there. No, the good thing is that hey, we finally got the we got a good death. A good death of you know, just seeing someone's
a deserved death too. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we earned that one. And, guys, I've seen you talking in the chat. It's really cool. Big shout-outs to the chat. We have, like, Mav11, Adam Fink, Janice Usser. Sorry if I messed up your name. and let's see. That's me, Mav11.
We got Rick Hong in the house.
We got the third turd, of course. Yes.
Great name.
KJA4157. So it's good to have you guys in the chat talking about, like, the plot lines and stuff. And I'm interested to see where that goes to, because it doesn't seem like we have enough, or I mean, it seems like we might have too much for the last, say, 45 minutes, unless the finale is supposed to be longer.
It does feel, I feel like they're gonna, I don't know how they're gonna try.
Maybe they're doing like an hour and a half, maybe, but they haven't said anything about it.
It is FX, so maybe they'll do like that 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Yeah, they'll give them like an extra 10 minutes for it, but for an episode that overall was good.
Yeah.
Brianna, if you could give us your thoughts on the acting from Zach, if you would.
He's your favorite.
Oh my God, guys. He is such a great actor. I am looking forward to seeing him at the end. He could be a great actor in the future. This episode just didn't do it for me. It was too emo kid acting class circa 1992 for me.
Oh, man.
Maybe that was, you know what? That was the giveaway. He never had any tears. So yeah. F always knew
never had a tear.
There's no tears. He's like, why doesn't my son? He killed off half the population of the world.
I haven't ate for days, Dad.
Yeah. I'm tired.
I haven't ate for days, Dad.
So maybe that was the giveaway.
I just want to rest.
It wasn't the blood. It was lack of tears.
Yeah, it was. And the funny thing is, well, you know what? Let's just go on and hate Zach now, guys. Here we go. So, and big shout out to Alan Zapata. Sorry. He said, this episode was like waiting for my divorce being finalized and then being told it was delayed. Kill Zach already. Well, let's talk about Zach. This episode had a lot to do with Zach. He gets, you know, he finally comes out. He sort of gets captured. He's like, I've been with the master all this time. And, you know, he's treating me this way, but I don't believe in him, Dad. I don't trust him.
You know what I did like about what they tried to do with this is the Stockholm Syndrome thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you get like, right, if you're a prisoner for such a certain amount of time.
True. Then you get kind of used to it.
Yeah, and you start kind of like sympathizing or just kind of having empathy with your mm-hmm. captor. So like, I at least under kind of like, I liked how they kind of like put that part into the storyline of like, yeah, listen, maybe the reason he's so twisted on top of the fact that he's a kid and because he's Zach.
Yeah.
Because Zach is whack.
Just, but I feel like he's not ever been super okay with his father, like, or any of that. He's kind of always taken someone else's side, and so it wouldn't matter who he was with at that point. He was going to take their side over his dad no matter what.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, we had the good Zach. When he was little, good Zach, everybody loved Zach. And then he changed to, like, the teenage Zach, and something just happened. He's like, the master told me about what you did. You slept with Nora. That's
Mom is still alive. Mom is inside the master. And she comes out and sees.
My eyes hard enough for this kid. Like, first, this is, all right, for everybody at home that has kids that, like, look like they could kind of look like Zach, put them on timeout, take away the toys, beat them, do whatever you have to do so they don't turn to the master. Because trust me, like, you don't want to have Zach as a kid. Like, if Zach was my kid, I would have shot him. It would have been, that would have been the end of the episode. I was just like, pop. I would have dusted my kid in that room. I would have came out there and be like, man, you killed your son? I'm like, he's dead to me. he's dead to me.
You're like, he's like, that wasn't my son.
He's a parasite.
No. I mean, here's what's great about Zach. I mean, this kid, especially with that haircut, a prime candidate to send to, like, a military school. You put that kid in a chair. You bring the clippers out, and you just shave his head.
Should have, like, gave him like a regular haircut, like a not 90s. Like, it's almost like he's a 90s grunge kid. But he got transported to... No, because not even 90s grunge kids look like that. He looks like somebody who wants to be a 90s grunge kid cut his hair like that. It's just... Zach's horrible. And even Quinlan is like, hey, I don't know if we should trust him like that. Like, he's the first one, and I'm glad that's the first thing that we saw. He's like, you know he's lying, right?
Well, because the thing about Quinlan is because he's been burned so many times. Like, that's what it's like what he said to Fett. He says, like, don't bring the chick along because she's going to screw it up and your feelings are going to, like, screw up this mission.
Yeah.
And the same thing for F. He's just like, you know, your feelings are going to screw up this mission.
Yeah. And he's like, do you think my emotions are going to... It's like, yes. I'm pretty sure you guys in the chat have already talked about it. But that I can think of, I believe F has let his emotions mess with the mission 3 times. One, when they first went back to the mom's house, when they, at very, very first, when the boyfriend was still sort of like alive, just turning, that's the first time because it's like, dude, you should have never went back. She's gone. Look, if it's the post-apocalypse and your wife, like, slash ex-wife is like across town or something, look, it's, she's gone. She's already gone. Like, I would have just been like, she's gone. So that's one. Then Nora, of course. And then also when he left, where did he leave? He left something. Oh, when he, it was recent. Where did he leave Alex? He left Alex for something because he was like, his emotions, when he was like with the lady that turned into the master when they went to New Horizons.
Right.
Like, if
when
your emotions
were,
if your emotions weren't in that, you would have just killed that lady and been like, you know what? She's dead. She's turning. We need to kill her. But he was like, nah. I'll just let her walk away because my emotions. No, look, it's black and white right now, okay? It's apocalypse time. You got to kill. It's okay to kill people in the apocalypse. Bad people, all right? Don't kill good people. Kill bad people, especially Strigoi. And speaking of the Strigoi, how do you feel about how they handled the master this episode? Because he didn't get a lot of screen time, but I like what we got. Like, he was forceful in this, especially what he said to Zach. I really like that.
See, the one thing I can think about is, I mean, I don't know how they do the shooting schedule.
Oh, true.
But I can only imagine if you're that actor. You got to go through all that makeup. And it's like, here's like the one scene where you just bash this guy's head in and say, this is what happens. I'm just like, wow, man. He's probably spent more hours in that chair than he did on set the scene.
Say it took like 2 or 3 takes to smash the head and he was in makeup for, who knows, like 3 hours.
Where they bring him in is a little weird in the sense that, it's like you said, for next episode, if we only have 45 minutes, 42 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, could have they just saved, you know, I don't know if like they could have put more of the master in this as opposed to just like that one scene, just to bash in Sanjay Desai's
now,
head, which
was
a great
It was
scene.
Well-deserved. Yes. Yeah, because Sanjay, especially how he's been acting, and especially that kind of speech that he gave about, like, I'm the good guy in this. I saved everybody. And he literally said that, well, he didn't literally say this, but he basically said that the footage was fake news. he was like, you stopped the internet. You could have made this. It's like, stopping the internet and being like a cinematographer, two different things.
And that was another thing that was...
Like, where did we get the actors from?
No, and that was another thing that was cool, though, is I forgot. Like, mm-hmm. I almost... Because we've strayed so far from the beginning of the strain. And it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I forgot what Dutch was good at.
Yeah.
And so when he brought that up, I'm like, oh, it was a reminder of, that's right. That's true. How she kind of started on this whole thing. So I liked the kind of the reference back to her.
She was one of the key people that kind of broke everything down. Because you had the guy, Gus took him across the water from the airport. And then she tore down the internet. Those were like the two huge starting points, I guess you could say. But speaking of Sanjay Desai, how do you feel he represented himself and his side this episode? Because even though he's crazy,
nice.
I think he did pretty well kind of defending his very... Like, I don't know, dictatorish life.
It's one of the, when I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, how long, like let's say, like, in the real scenario, you are tied up and, you know, you're probably going to get killed.
Yeah.
From, you know, so how long did it take him to brew up this story? Or as they were saying, you know, like, he really believes this.
Like, that's in his, like, heart, like, of heart of hearts. He believes, like, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be in such good spirits.
And then that part of it also kind of, it frustrated me a little bit when he's telling this story, because would we have wanted to see a little bit more of a time? Because we almost saw, like, too much post-nuclear in terms of, like, how the, oh gosh, what's the organization? I'm brain farting.
The partnership.
Yeah, like he said before, like after the nuclear war, mm-hmm. and then before the partnership was created, he talks about like that whole world of how mankind was.
And it did get bad.
I would have loved to have seen a little bit more of that part of the story.
True,
the stuff that he was referring to, like the reference, maybe even flashbacks.
Because we only got a couple of episodes where we saw them out in the streets where people were getting beat up and robbed and looting was going on. We only saw like, I want to say, two episodes where they were kind of like out in the streets. But it's, I'll pose this question to you guys in the chat while I jump on Mandrid's comment. Like, where is the government? Because I know New York is screwed and apparently Philly is screwed, but it's not like, I mean, what about like the National Guard in like Virginia and like North Carolina and South Carolina? Like, or like what? DC, like, you know, there's other places, or like over, like, I don't know, like Kentucky or something. Like,
hey, where are we in all this, man? Yeah, where's Los Angeles?
California,
and all this,
Texas,
I mean.
Arizona, like all those other places. Like, are they just sitting around, like, hey, well, New York's on their own. nobody knows what's going on in New York. They're just going to their job. Like, TV's still on. Everything's fine. People are going to the stores normally. They're like, hey, New York's just lost. Like, I still. It would be nice to know what the government was doing or what they decided, I guess. But
we get as far as like North Dakota.
Yeah.
And it's snowy and cold. And yeah, there's some military there. The Strugoyev kind of made it that way. We see, you know, they've got, yeah, obviously on the video, they've got like that weird concentration camp thing going on too.
Yeah, because they make it seem like they took New York and like everybody else was just like, okay, and just put their hands up.
No, and that's the other issue. That's the other problem is, if we have 42, 45 minutes left for this finale,
true,
and they're making references to North Dakota, or like, or maybe was that Pennsylvania, I guess, where he...
It was Pennsylvania where F was, and North Dakota where Fett and Quinlan were.
So never mind. So that was Pennsylvania where they saw the concentration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But it's still a bit of a distance to sit there and say, like, okay, we can finish things out in New York.
Yeah.
But then, right, but like the other parts of the country, it's like, how does that stuff get settled for 42 minutes?
Slowly, like, clean sweep these guys, maybe? Yeah. Now, Mandrake Hughes said something to the point of, He was talking about the master.
Alan says, Donald Trump is busy making America great.
He's like, New York will be okay.
The epitome of fake news.
They'll be okay. Yeah. I've got bigger fish to fry. But Mandrake Hughes said something about the master maintaining his cockiness while showing that he was like upset. Because it was interesting to see how he's kind of started to turn on Zach. Because he's like, I told you not to cut yourself until they told you where the nuke was. Why are you not listening? Welcome, master, to the teenage years. Teenagers don't listen to their parents, not even if they make them kneel down to get the white.
Oh, man.
I had to slide that in there, guys.
Yeah.
It's a family show.
No, but then there's that issue is with the master. I mean,
he's losing his patience, maybe, you know. And what does that look like in the next episode? It would have been better if we didn't have those 6 episodes about that darn nuke, because then we could have played out his frustrations with Zach and maybe see a sort of wedge driving in between them where maybe I don't like the master, but I don't like my dad either, and maybe play with that. Or maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't have the range to do that. Because he's just like, I'm sad, Dad.
But what's great about those 6 episodes.
Dad.
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm so tired, Dad.
He did the pull the covers and turn around on him too. He's like,
It's like, yeah, you haven't seen your father in 9 months. I mean, you're like, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep.
I don't trust that kid.
How do you feel like Zach must think now that he's not only pissed his dad off, but pissed the master off, so no one really wants him around anymore?
His girlfriend got her head chopped off.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah. He's got no girlfriend, he's got no dad, he's got no master, he's got no one.
He's got his pet. She's still like, crawling around on the top of the building.
Yeah.
I mean, the good thing about the 6 episode you brought up, though, is, and at least they did bring in a good character. It's sad to know that this character is finally coming to life at episode 9, Roman.
Yeah,
Roman. The banter between him and Gus. That's the stuff you were talking about.
Yeah, I was like, this is the show. Like, the banter with Gus, you know, because this was a good episode. This was a solid episode besides me hating Zach. You know, this was a solid episode. And Gus and Roman really did well, especially when he was like, you know, you got to address this in case you don't make it. You know, I can console her. it was nice. And then even the moment with the silver,
Yep. Like
it really showed them as characters, as people. And
they're
kind
thinking,
of
I mean,
getting to know
smart.
Each other.
There's a backup plan. We know that the silver works for sure on some end. We have access to it because there's no cops guarding it. We don't have to go to some sort of a bank to get like blocks of silver.
Yeah, and there should be somebody. See, if we had started... If episode 7 was technically episode... Like, say if episode 7 was episode 3, we could have had somebody at the National Treasury on just, like, bullet duty. Like, all this dude does or lady does is melt silver and make bullets, knives, throwing stars, whatever. You know, all that stuff. And that would have been cool. Or some more silver bombs. That would have been great. A silver bomb would have came in handy, especially at the end of this episode.
See, no, like, so what would have been cool is, okay, they had the poison.
True, yeah.
I mean, you could even, like, melt it down. There's certain parts. I mean, we can't really rewrite this story, but
True. You
have the silver blocks, or silver bars.
Yeah.
And, yeah, rewind it, take some of the silver bars, take the character of Alex and her brother, and opposed to bombing the buses, and F poisoning those... You know, like you get all of it together. It would have been cool to see like a real, not just
a concerted effort and like a real push on different fronts with different weapons. Like you got your poison, you got your silver bombs, and then like the master would be like, oh snap! Like these guys are really organized guerrilla fighters, which would have been great. But unfortunately, we did not get that. But I think that could have really shined in something like this, like because now you're getting to see these moments, like you said, with Roman and Gus, and you're like, wow. These guys are great together. Would have been great if they were together in episode, say, 4, 5, not episode 9.
Yeah, I mean, and the other part is we wouldn't have also looked at it as like a waste of like, well, why did you bring in this character of Alex? Why did you bring in this character? This character of Charlotte. You know, if you wouldn't bring them all together at the end, you know, even in that street, it's kind of hard to think, okay, we've got one more episode, and how are our, like, granted, it is our main characters that we've been with from the beginning, so that part of it I like. Mm-hmm. But if you had the extra characters around that,
that we're with, doing like, kind of like the ancillary stuff, that could have worked because we didn't spend six episodes trying to get a nuke.
And then bringing in characters and then pulling
them
away,
we might not even use
them. I would rather have the characters come in and then be added to the bigger storyline of we're coming together to get rid of the master.
All right.
And then maybe they die. Maybe they actually die, like, in, you know, the episode 10. Like, Alex dies. Charlotte dies. I mean, wouldn't we have loved to have seen the dynamic of a Charlotte and Dutch? I mean, being each other. Well, I mean, come on, women. I mean, come on, you ladies.
Well, you
I
saw mean, that has already started to put the moves back on Dutch because he was holding her hand. He was like, girl, you're going to be all right. It's fine because you're with me.
Yeah, dude, he's got the hydrogen giving her...
A little bandage.
He's drinking tequila?
Was she a little scotch? Some scotch or something. He's like, you with me, girl. Relax, girl. I got you.
It's like a 90s
video. And she was like, like a little baby tear. He's like, don't worry, I'll kill him for you.
No, but, don't worry.
But speaking
I also
of,
just like how fast though he like was so moved by this girl he was traveling with this whole time, and he couldn't leave her alone, and he wanted her to come to New York, and then she like stayed there, and he was like, all right, well,
he's like,
you know,
ooh, Dutch,
back to Dutch.
Yeah,
he's, like, he's like, well, hey, like, because Fett has gotten, he's been the most active. I'll say that. He's been the most active in the post-apocalypse.
No, even pre-apocalypse too. Like, right? Remember, there was another lady in like season two, I think. Like,
yeah, because she was like Captain.
Like,
I don't know,
the police force.
I think I made the joke that she was Captain America, but like she was like Captain somebody, and she was one of the SWAT people. And he, you know, he gave her some of that fat. You know, gave her some.
She
of
was
that.
Like the, she was like the Kobe Smulders character in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh man, he gave her some of that R&B loving.
Yeah.
But speaking of Dutch, I really like. We got a couple of scenes that were really just satisfying. Like when she punched Sanjay, yo, that was well deserved. That was well deserved.
And you
like,
see her,
and she gave her all of our emotion in that.
Oh heck yeah! I know. I mean, I really genuinely liked how like her knuckles are bloodied up.
Yeah,
and they're not just like hands are.
Her nails are still there.
That part was great.
Janice said it's Billy the SWAT girl. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Hopefully that's right.
Yeah, right? No, but it would be cool if she... what I liked is like if some of her acting could have gone to Zach, like the tears and like the emotion, because she was really good at like portraying the fact that Sanjay kind of got into her head a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
In the sense of like his reasoning and everything. And she's like, kind of some of the stuff that he said is true. In terms of like we've killed people,
yeah.
And
who's
wrong? Am I wrong or is he?
No, Sanjay's wrong.
Sanjay is wrong, but he messed with her. He messed with her a little bit.
If you're in the post-apocalypse and for any reason someone's trying to say or equate your violence to theirs, let me let you know how you're okay. If you're not on the side that's using babies for blood, then you're on the right side, okay? He was like, it's a baby. A baby's not the same as a full-grown adult. It's just like, maybe you need to write down what you're saying and read it back. You just said a baby. It's just like, so is this a baby? It's like,
dude, I don't know,
you're a
man.
Bad guy, dude.
The way I look at it is you're kind of being negative. Maybe you should be. No, listen. Kind of being... maybe you should be positive.
Ooh.
Yes. Just like the blood, man. Be positive, dude.
It's like, oh, Sanjay. He deserved that so bad.
Yeah, no,
man.
He did.
And like, so the punches, those were well deserved. The head smashing were deserved. But he also deserved a little bit of that lover spat that we saw. Because it was like, you were banging your, I guess, assistants or secretaries or whatever. I was like, wow, excuse me. Mrs. Desai has a little fire under that silk garment of hers. Like she was really coming for the throat. And then he sold her out. And you know, they both of them were snitching, but he snitched first and got her killed.
Because it goes along with his character.
Yeah,
that he's like a soulless.
You yeah, know, he's like a
he's a soulless, like
kind of opportunistic guy.
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. I mean, and it goes on with his
very
character.
Weasley. Yeah. Like, yeah, very weaselly. And thinking of that scene, the master goes to the Steven Seagal school of neck snapping, because I just thought of it this episode. I was like, this guy has snapped a lot of necks. Like, this guy has really snapped necks. Like, he does not play. Like, he's just like, hi, how you doing? And then you're out. And that's it. And it's sad because they're supposed to be married. But I kind of felt good because they kind of deserved it.
No, it's so, no. I mean, do you notice, like, Sanjay doesn't even have, like, an emotion of, like, I mean, her neck gets broken, she falls to the ground, and he doesn't even have, like,
oh,
wait,
oh.
You know, it's just,
he was just like, yeah, okay. I told her so.
Because of him selling her out in that way, though, I was really hoping that she would, like, either get to kill him or she'd at least get to see him die first.
Yeah.
Just because that was such a dick move.
Yeah, it was kind of cold how he did her. Like, he was like, she said it. She told, and I was trying to protect her, but she was so bad. It was like, dude, you be lying.
Did you like that? Did you like that game, the Game of Thrones-ish type death? You know, like the mountain and, what's his name from Dorne, where his head's like getting smashed against the.
I enjoyed it because I enjoy how. I enjoy how vicious the master is. It reminded me of the first kill when he was in the airport, like way back in season one, when he was like punching that guy's face into like spaghetti in the back, like I guess the back room at the airport in the hangar or wherever. Wherever he killed that guy, he killed him for real. But hopefully we'll get some more. Where was it? Somebody said that Zach is going to be mad when he finds out that Quinlan killed his girlfriend. Like, yeah, unfortunately, the maid is dead. The maid. Do you think that the maid was well served in this episode, or do you think that it was unfortunate for her to just be dispatched so easily?
Oh, the girlfriend?
Yeah. He was like, man, please. Like, don't really care about her. He was like, shh. He didn't even wait. He was just like, whatever.
Yeah, no, it's good to at least kind of see that they... it's a twofold thing, because she's there. She delivers the message.
Yeah.
So we see that, and then we see, like, the pet. In a, you know, like spying from the top of the building. So, like, you at least kind of see, like, their ending of sorts. Sure. So, but then I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. If it's like, not here, not now. I like how he says it.
I'll choose the place. Like, how am I going to know that you choose? Like, are you sending me an invite or something?
Did you get my email? Did you get my text?
You get my email? I sent over an Evite. You know, just want to know if you got it. You know, check your spam folder.
Right.
Like, I mean, how are you going to know? I'll choose the place. It's like,
well, and then he's got all those dudes like hanging out too.
Yeah.
So it's like, but what if he doesn't make it?
Yeah. It's like, well, I guess he figures. I guess he's figuring, if he makes it, then I'll just kill him
later. It'll never be, right, it'll never be on as Quinlan always would like it to be, to be able to surprise the master. The master's always, like, wants to kind of relay the fact that I'm always one step ahead of you, and if there's a showdown, and a thing's going to happen between you and me, then it's going to be, like, where I pick.
And I was wondering if they were going to double back and catch them at the... I don't know, the bunker, wherever they were, keeping Zach and Sanjay. I always wondered if they were going to double back, but they didn't. But it would have been interesting to see if they double back and kind of like trap them there. But of course, we still have another episode, which I hope is longer than 45 minutes, because it could be, I don't know how that's going to play out if it's so short.
It's like, it's gotta like I said, though, FX is interesting when, because I know with, I believe when I watched when I was here at AfterBuzz and I was doing the after show for Taboo,
okay,
I believe that finale went longer than the standard, you know, allotment of like whatever the shows do. And same thing, like when I was doing the panel for Legion seemed to do the same thing for the finale, where it stretched it out
like gave it like maybe 20 more minutes or so.
Yeah. So like, hopefully they definitely padded it. So hopefully we'll get that, especially after 4 years.
Yeah.
And a lot still needs to happen.
Yeah. And the show, I know we ragged the show because the show, there's tons of stuff to make fun of. Even though these last three episodes have been solid episodes, I just feel that these episodes should have been 7, 8, 9 should have been like 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
But, you know, this, like, episodes like this, this is the show. This is what made me interested in the show. And now I'm like, man, there's only one episode left.
And I mean, at the same time, too, right? Didn't the series started off with 13 episodes, right? And then they shrunk it to 10.
Yeah, I think so, the first.
Or if imagine if we could have just added 3 more episodes.
Yeah.
to this. So like next week would be episode 10, but it'd be 10 of 13 to where they could still kind True. Of, you know, and the story's gonna be a little bit more slower.
I'd be cool with that. Now, Mandarin Hugh said he brought up the ancients and how they talked. Someone in the comments or in the
we touched on this last week.
And in the chat was talking about the limbs being the other ancients, because I think in the book, and guys, you can say it in the chat if you want. I believe in the book they said that the ancients were all made from like one fallen angel cut into pieces,
right?
And that, you know, and Brianna, did you read the book or no? Can't remember.
I did not read the book yet. I plan to, but cool. can't give that to you right away.
So, with that, if that's something that could be in play, hopefully we get more time, because I would like to know their fate for sure.
And that's why I'm saying it'd be nice to know that this was an episode 10 of 13 episodes to wrap up, even just like that, the ancients, as opposed to just even if they killed off the master next week, just to kind of be able to see like, okay, we still have to go back to the ancients that we brought up like a couple seasons ago, and even to try to wrap up some version of like the Lumen, or like, okay, well, the Lumen's gonna go in some crazy vault, or we're gonna bury the
because especially since he tore out a lot of the pages and like stuck them up on the walls. So you have that, and how are they gonna wrap it up? But my question to you guys, and you know, listeners in the chat, and I guess we'll get started on it. What do you think about the bad guys winning? Like, what do you think about the season ending and the master wins? Like, do you think that's something that they could do? Like, they fail, and it's just over for everybody, or humanity, I guess. Like, you know, do you think that's something that could happen, or something that they would push?
You know, man, I'll tell you what. I would hate to say this if... No, I'll tell you why I'm saying this. If... Because we have such a good time, like, kind of making fun of the show, and it's kind of gotten off the tracks and kind of gotten a little derailed. If it stayed on course, and, like, the writing stayed on course, the directing stayed on course, they stayed with, like, 13 episodes for every season, and if that was going to be the fate where the bad guys win... I might say that's actually a very, very satisfactory way to end a show, is that sometimes there isn't a happy ending.
Yeah, sometimes the good, like, say, you know, they get close, they try to pull the nuke, but, you know, the master gets a hold of it or something, kills Zach, kills F, you know, kills Quinlan, you know, they're overwhelmed with tons of zombies, and it just closes out face to black like that. That would be interesting.
It'd be cool to see it, except for the fact that since they've like derailed so much of like the writing and the execution and chopping the episodes and rushing things, that if they did do it, it wouldn't be satisfactory. I would love a kind of a twist ending like that, but just with the way that the course of the stories have gone, it'd be unsatisfactory for me. Whereas if they would have stayed on course with some of this stuff, keeping in the mythology of the ancients.
Yeah,
and more of the Lumen, and
all right, now Renji says if that happened, I'd be like, "Fuck!" They'd be like,
"Sure," and that's why I'm saying it's unsatisfactory. Is why I'm saying that you can't have like that bad morbid. As cool as that would be, if I hate to say this, but if it was written and they stayed on course, kind of like a, because like right now I feel like it's turned into the TV show Lost.
Okay.
Where Lost was strong.
They don't have a clear direction right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they had from the get-go, then they said the bad guys win, I'd be like, great. That's fine. That's just the fate of the world. It got out of control. It's the strain. You can't always find a cure. And that's it. That's okay. But since it's, like I said, it's turned into like the real version of Lost, where, oh, it's the sideways world, you know? Yeah. It's like, what?
And now the third turd says, everyone dies, vamps win, and go to control the rest of the world. Scott Boswell says there can be no type of satisfying ending with Zach living. All right, so let me throw another curve. Let's say we end the show with the bad guys winning. And okay. Say a couple of years later, we do similar to, and people might like this, might not, similar to how they did with 24. A couple of years later, do another show, but not called The Strain. Now it's called something else, but it's continuing The Strain.
Calling it The Strigoi.
Yeah, like it could be The Strigoi or, you know, the Neck Snapper. Or it could be called The Master. Or it could be called The Ancient, something like that. Mm. And then continue this story along with kind of like these people trying to rise up. Could that work? Would you guys be interested in something like that?
Like I wouldn't.
I'm wondering how that would play out, because now I'm thinking that they might let the bad guys win. I'm thinking they might. And if they do, is there any retribution, or is it just like, hey, that's it, they won?
See, because I feel like what's going to happen is like, yeah, they could try to like wrap this up in a tiny bow, or they could leave it a little bit like the show. And this is where you're talking about about revisiting it.
Yeah.
It's did you ever watch the show? Did you guys ever watch the show Angel? Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Very
Angel.
Little of it, yeah.
Okay, so that series finale was like a real just kind of like just left very open.
Okay.
It was a very, very, it wasn't a closed finale. It was a very, very open.
But kind of like Sopranos, how that ended, where it was just like, that's it.
Well, Tony dies. I mean, well, in theory. Yeah. But in this one,
yeah.
It's just Angel kind of just continues on and just keeps fighting the forces of evil.
True.
So if they were to do that, the bad guys lived, then that means that Quinlan stays alive. Okay. Everybody else can kind of like do
everyone
whatever,
else but dies, but Quinlan survives.
Still kinda
maybe
has like
hobbles
that quest.
Off.
He still has the quest of trying to go after the master and killing him. That would also be satisfactory in terms of kind of what we've unfortunately been used to.
Yeah, like kind of like let the show end, give it a little time, you know, give it a little space. And then come back, I don't know. Like they said, someone said The Strain Redux, or Janice said, no. All right, Janice, sorry.
I mean, because we
maybe
all.
Maybe not.
Because we all like, because like, I mean, I think.
Yeah, because it's starting to get good again.
No, and
so
the majority.
I'm like, it's over, hold on. No, I'm starting to like these people now.
Yeah, I would say like the majority of all the viewers, people in our chat, even Steven, you and I, can say that we like the character of Quinlan. I mean, because the unfortunate
Quinlan's
part is that
cool.
Satrakian's gone.
Yeah.
So Satrakian was always my favorite.
Yeah.
But since he's gone and his storyline ended with
you
Igor.
You want comfort.
Yeah. Yes, A2303 85. Since his storyline's done, you know, that's fine. But Quinlan, then I could see it
kind of going along in kind of like, you know, Mad Maxy wasteland-y
yes.
kind
especially
of.
If we have 42 minutes, then that would actually kind of maybe be satisfactory.
Yeah, you know, that could be kind of cool where, you know, they come back. And it's about the master, and Quinlan's on his own. He has to fight his way back to New York. He's like, you know, get back to the city. And it's like, kind of like, say, all right, we have this 15-episode miniseries where we tell the epilogue of what happened after the bad guys won.
Like,
you know,
I would have.
I think that could, because it's like, now I'm liking the show again. I'm enjoying, 7, 8, 9 have been good TV. Sans Zach, but we're supposed to hate Zach, so I guess they're doing
Zach's still valuable to this.
I guess
Zach's
they're
still
doing
valuable.
A good job because I'm supposed to hate
Zach's him. Still valuable to this. It's you know, he's Anakin Skywalker. You need an Anakin, you need a Hayden Christensen. But
oh boy.
I think I would have been more satisfied. I would have been okay. Say Quinlan goes to the Empire State Building and the master is actually there and everybody's downstairs and you see that something's about to happen, and then they say, okay, cut. Now we're going to go to next week. So then next week shows up. I mean, I guess we're at the point of where we're kind of in predictions, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So let's go in and get into predictions, guys.
So then what I was thinking is that for next week, they can take like the 15 minutes, wrap it up, the master's done with, then go address the ancients, go address the lumen, and how the rest of the world can be fixed.
Kind of how Defenders ended. Defenders, they kind of... fix, you know, handled the building. Ugh. If you haven't watched Defenders, this is kind of a spoiler.
And if you haven't watched the Defenders, I mean, come on, what's wrong with you? It came out like a month ago.
They finished the building, or I guess that would be as vague as possible. They take care of the building, and then they deal with kind of people's lives as they're starting to move on from there. they take about 15 minutes and deal with that. So maybe,
and, yeah, there's always a cheat here too. You can always sit there and say like 6 months later or one year later, and then you can you have people tell you like what. It's great in the last 6 months that you know we finally found that cure and the master was dead. You know, they just kind of just tell you, or even a even a narration, because you know what would be awesome for me in the next episode is if they could do that really quick, spend the second half kind of being able to really wrap up the story, and I would love just how it started, just or kind of how it started, to have Satrakian doing the narration of finalizing the story with the Strain.
Alan says Quinlan marries someone and becomes a stepdad to six kids in a new comedy show, and Zach is one of the kids. Aww, wouldn't that be nice? And then you can have the makeup again with the short, what is that, like the bob haircut and the glasses. The glasses made him look so, he looked like he was trying to be a trendy fashion designer.
It's a little scary. he looked a little bit like Paul Bettany with long hair, if you give Paul Bettany with long hair.
Okay, I'm trying to see that. All right, yeah. Good point.
Just redo his makeup and be like, Vision? Vision's in this show?
Vision's in this? Can you wrap this whole thing up now?
Yeah, right.
Wait, if the Vision was in this show would have been like one season long. It would have been a half a season.
Bye.
Like, hi, Master. You're dead. That would have been it.
But that's my prediction. Like, the only way that they can finish it is to, I would say, like, the cool thing for me is if you could bring back Satrakian's narration like you did in the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
And I guess you're gonna have to do like that
time passing kind of thing.
Yeah, to show how the world looks now or how it could look.
Okay.
Otherwise, hey, I would go for your thing. Just like, hey man, the world sucks.
Cause see, you know, 7, 8, and 9, I've enjoyed it, so now I want more. And see, man, it's see strange. See what you did? See, you gave us 6 episodes where I was just like, man, when are we going to get to something?
Yeah, it's like, I'm sick of North Dakota.
Good stuff, and now you got me on the fence. I'm mad about this. But overall, I feel good. I feel good about next week. I'm excited. And Steven's going to be back, so, you know, that'll be good.
Yes.
We'll be here. We'll be ready to hate Zach. So I'm excited. I'm really proud of how the show is doing since episode 7. So, I mean, I guess that's it, man.
After 4 seasons.
4 seasons.
Next week. We'll decide, is it 42 minutes? Is it an hour? Hour 10?
hopefully we get about an hour and 10 minutes, and they go out in style. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm hyped. I hope you're hyped. We're hyped. So, of course, before we bounce, my name is Michael. You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Also, if you're into geek content, you can find me daily on YouTube. Search Nerd Soul, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L. And my wonderful co-host, Rick Hong.
You guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. We'll be here next week to...
Yes.
Really try to celebrate, I guess?
Well, sad, but also yes.
We'll see if Zach lives.
We'll see, man. I don't... No promises.
Yeah, later, guys.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Zach must die.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.